The perfect family picture, as many of us know it, is changing. The one where a father works and a mother stays at home and takes care of the house and kids. These days, more women are working outside the home, and a recent phenomenon has emerged, the advent of the stay-at-home dad. You don't need research to tell you that kids are more successful when they have a parent at home giving them needed attention. That parent usually ends up being the mother, given her role as a child-bearer. But put aside Islamic values of the mother's and father's roles, and you see modern-day values of so-called equality, putting pressure on women to work alongside men, not because they need to, but simply because they can. With moms working full days, kids are now forced to stay at daycare facilities or after-school programs. When these families are finally reunited in the evening, there's a rush to eat, finish schoolwork, and go to sleep. When kids are getting less and less attention from their parents, they tend to seek it elsewhere. They seek it at school, amongst their teachers and peers, maybe at work, from employers and colleagues. Or worse yet, they seek it online or elsewhere from strangers. Meanwhile, you have women being told they can be just like men. Therefore, they are fighting for equal pay and equal positions, etc. And since families are realizing that our children are getting the short end of the stick, the notion of a stay-at-home father has now been gaining popularity. So now dads want equality in staying at home with the kids while the mother works. In the end, society is forcing a role on a person that it wasn't created for, and the problems that will stem from this will be evident in the foreseeable future.
Viewers, welcome back. If you remember the previous episode of Open Talk, I brought a point from an article to your attention from the website empoweringparents.com. Now I'd like to hear about on that issue, about the point and this article from Dr. Agha Mohammadi. Dr. Agha Mohammadi, I quote the article. It says, "You are not responsible for making sure your kids are your kids overall. Means there will be, especially when you are parenting, that your kids will be furious with you. You set limits or give them a consequence. That's part of your job description as the executive officer, not to make decisions on what your kids will like, tolerate, or be okay with, but to make decisions that are best for them and your family business, then follow through." Dr. Agha Mohammadi, do you agree with the author, and which one really comes first, children's happiness or principles and limits?
It was a time that people used to, the culture was not to pay that much attention to children.
Yes.
And even fathers found it not good to laugh to children, or I don't know, to smile to them, mm-hmm. to be so serious. It was the culture. And then the culture changed, and the children became the rulers of the house and everything.
Yes.
There was an article written by
kings and queens.
Yeah, as upside down families.
Right.
The children, those who need to be taken care. Mm-hmm. In fact, they are managing the life. They are managing the family life, and lots of problems are happening to the family. So to be balanced is very important.
Mm-hmm.
The children need to be, in fact, respected. To be, in fact, happy, to show them mercy, to provide what they, what makes them happy in the family. This is recommended in a religion.
Right.
But the balance is important. To teach them the realities of life. Even mm-hmm. we have it in our ahadith that even if you're rich and wealthy, make it to happen sometimes to have a simple food or less food at home.
Yes.
To make the children to experience even this form of life.
Yeah.
So they need happiness. This is their very immediate right that they have, and at the same time they have to be taught the realities of life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they need to be corrected. Then it's good, and it's the responsibility of parents when it is needed to be serious. We have a saying that, of course, this is not a hadith. This is what the scholars used to say from the past. مَنْ لَمْ يُعَدِّبْهُ أَبَوَانْ أَدَّبَتْهُ الزَّمَانِ.
Yeah.
The person who is not uprooted and trained correctly by his parents, then the events of the future will make him light. Means sometimes people, the parents, they don't put limits for the children, and this is the problem nowadays. Children are sissy and ninny, you know, you can say
right.
this way.
Spoil the child.
Yeah,
exactly,
they're spoiled, and there's a limit for being adolescent. The psychologists say after 15, after the age 15 or 16,
yeah.
the adolescent is finished.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, nowadays, they say even if you have adolescent at the 23 or 24, so these are the problems, that they are not that strong to
True.
Be independent in the society, and lots of problems will happen to them in the future.
Yeah.
You know, they are not that strong to be independent. They cannot manage their life. They need to be taken care for all the life by the parents. If the parents are not there, they can destroy the life. So many problems happens
yes.
to them. They need the happiness, but also the real rulings and the teachings must come there to teach them the reality of life.
Sure, they need cookies as well as lessons of life. Brother Shahir.
Thank you, Sister Sadiqian. Dr. Agha Mohammadi, I wanted to continue this discussion, especially about the duties of the parents to the children, because it is such a wide scope and there's so much you can talk about. But for example, I wanted to know some of these rights and duties that the parents have towards their own children. And bringing up points, you know, for example, is can you be too strict with your kids, or you know, should you be able to buy them everything that they ask for? You go to a toy store and they want everything, and so some parenting is like that. They say, you know, okay, buy them everything. Or even, for example, hitting children.
Yeah,
this is something that is a serious issue, and you know, does it make a difference, does it not make a difference? So please go ahead.
There are some different points here. First of all, you know what we said about respecting elderly people.
Right.
One of the needs for the children is to see love coming from parents towards them.
Very beautiful.
You know, they say whenever the mother, you know, suckles the baby, more than the milk that is being given to the child.
Right.
It's the love coming towards them.
Right. The motherly love.
Yeah. So when mother is not taking care of the child directly herself, or she is busy putting the child in kindergartens or I don't know these places, such
right.
a child in the future will send the parents to nursing house.
Interesting.
This is the consequence of what we do ourselves.
This is interesting.
Show them love, teach them to love, then they cannot let the parents go in the future when the parents need their
the
help.
Kids. Mm-hmm.
So to show them love is important, but as we said, at the same time we have to take care of the, you know, the good behavior and the traits, noble traits that
right.
must be taught to them. In our religion, a hadith that we have, for 7 years children are the kings.
Mm-hmm.
So let them be free, because you cannot teach them. Of course, there are things that they directly take it from you,
right?
But they have to be free. They
right.
have to release them in the energy that is there in their inside.
Mm-hmm.
After that, step by step, trying to show them good things,
right.
trying to show them what to do and what not to do.
Right.
And it is good to encourage them, even sometimes give them gift.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't be in a way that they use to blackmail you.
Yeah,
you know?
Or it's their right to get
a
gift.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they put pressure on the parents. For
right.
example, when
right.
there is guest in the house,
right.
and the parents, they know somehow they are in the ceremony with that guest, that it's the good, the children know it's the good moment.
It's best time.
Yeah, the best time for demanding what you want. No, even if you feel that in such a the are going beyond the limits,
right.
even put a ban, stop in front
right.
of the guest to
right.
find out that he cannot do this under any circumstances.
Right.
In a polite way, but in a firm way. So to be strict in a way to show the children step by step, usually it's better, when we encourage them, when we give them gifts doing
mm-hmm.
good things, when
right.
they make a mistake, lessen the gifts, lessen
mm-hmm.
the free. If they had freedom, for example, to play 1 hour a day,
mm-hmm.
they made a mistake,
right.
you're not allowed to do. You're
right.
not allowed to play.
Right.
So you don't need to hit them.
Yeah, hitting is out of the question then,
yeah.
right?
To mm-hmm. hit them is not a good way because it makes them to lose their confidence.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them to lose their dignity, you know?
Right.
It's very important. A person who doesn't have dignity, this person is subject to do anything.
Right, right.
As Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Man hannat alayhi nafsah mm-hmm. fala ta'man sharra." A person who doesn't respect himself, any kind of evil can come from such a person to
mm-hmm.
you. You're not
mm-hmm.
immune from such a person.
Right.
Because the person who doesn't show any respect to himself, certainly he doesn't
won't
show any
show
respect
any
to the
respect
others.
Everybody.
So
thank you. Mm-hmm.
It's very important to be to behave them in a respectful way,
mm-hmm.
but the limits are there.
Right.
The better way is to lessen the rewards and the punishment can be, and it it works more than hitting the children
right,
because it
right,
has
right.
other consequences
right.
that then it destroys everything.
Right. Thank you.